The next patient is William Lude. The last name is L-U-E Delta Delta Echo. L-U-E-D-D-E. First name, William. ...85-year-old white male that is followed in this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 4, period. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. He used to be a heavy smoker, quit many years ago. The patient comes today for a follow-up, and the laboratory workup that was done on October the 5th, 2023... shows that the creatinine is 2.1, the BUN is 31, the potassium is 4.8, the sodium 138, the CO2 is 27, and the estimated GFR is 20 mLs per minute, period. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that was reported this time at 825 milligrams per gram of creatinine. There is a significant increase from 300 to 800 without evidence of hypertension. We have noticed that the patient has been losing weight. The BMI is close to 21. Taking this into consideration, we think that the patient will get benefit of the administration of Jardiance, which is an SGLT2 inhibitor. We are going to prescribe 10 milligrams on daily basis, and we are going to reevaluate the case in about 7 to 8 weeks. Following number. The patient has a history of hyperkalemia that is no longer present. Following number. Hyperuricemia treated with the administration of Buloric 40 milligrams daily. The uric acid is 8. We are going to make sure, and we told the patient to double check that he is on Buloric 40 milligrams on daily, on daily basis. Following number, type 2 diabetes, the hemoglobin A1C reported at 7.6%. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is followed by Dr. Wong. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. As mentioned before, we are going to reevaluate the case in 2 months. With laboratory workup, we spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 25 minutes. We made sure that the patient understood the side effects of the Jardiance, daily body weight, increase fluid intake, maintain the current body weight in order to avoid dehydration, and monitor the blood sugar. And in the documentation, we spend 8 minutes.